This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's a Lifestyle Thursday, as usual, right about this time. We welcome Umlamuli Wagantenza on the LGBTQIA dialogue. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking about ama gays and ama lesbian. And we are schooled ukuthena, there are so many differences and ama similarities amongst ama gay and ama lesbian. And also, Umlamuli will take us through cross-dressing. I like when claims on funugwazi ukuthi na mase u cross dresser kwenzakalani ngifuna ukwazi futhi ukuthi na what is a drag gay, what is a feminine gay, and all the differences between ama tomboys futhi na ma lesbian. Mlamuli, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dutsugo. Oh my god, it's a Thursday.
Hey. It's a Thursday.
It's actually quarter to Friday, guys.
Quarter to Friday. Yes, quarter to Friday. Mlamuli, sesishilo ukuthi na sikhuluma ngani namhlanje. So I'm going to give you the podium. Then maybe I will have like my follow-up questions.
Okay, all right. So, okay, so I'm trying to screw my gays and my lesbians.
Man. Yes.
But first, before I say anything, I just want to highlight, Uguti, at the end of the day, and I've been saying this, we are all human. Ne?
Yes,
we are all human beings.
Yeah.
Now, I want to start with gays because this is a much broader topic.
Yes.
Right? So with gays, you get different types of gay. We express ourselves in different ways.
Okay.
All right. So I like this quote from RuPaul, one of the greatest drag queens of all time,
yes.
Self-proclaimed queen of drag. Ati Eena, we are all born naked.
Okay.
The rest is drag. So basically, ukhuluma nge clothing.
Yes.
Because a lot of times people associate clothing with gender, which it shouldn't be that way because we are all born naked. In battle, clothing, we figure lime clubbing,
yes,
whether
yes.
it's a skirt, whether it's pants, it's clothing, it's a piece of fabric. It doesn't say anything about your gender. Right. So I want to speak about cross-dressing in the same breath. Right?
Yes.
Cross-dressers or cross-dressing individuals are people who express their inner sort of
inner
self through clothing. It need not necessarily mean that they're transgender or transsexual, but it's just a form of expression.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, for example, I can just wake up today and put on a weave.
Oh yeah.
Or I can decide to wear a skirt.
Hmm.
It's cross-dressing. It says nothing about my gender. I am still a man. I'm still male. I am still, well, gay, obviously.
Yes.
But it says nothing about my gender at the end of the day.
Hmm.
And then I want to talk about feminine gays as well, because the general consensus amongst heterosexual individuals is that as soon as someone is gay or a gay man, ufuna ukuba umuntu wesifazane, ufuna to be seen as umuntu wesifazane or to be addressed as a woman. That's not the case. There are people who are like me, feminine gay, who are accepting of the fact that they are a man, but like to express every once in a while in a feminine sort of energy. And then there are people who are gay, but who are like, you know what? I mean, I'm gay. I'm a man. I don't need to be feminine. I'm very much okay and very much in touch with my masculinity.
Yeah.
And I prefer it that way. So in the same breath, also, I want to say there is no way of seeing umuntu gay. I have friends, right? Up till this date, someone will send me a picture of woman. That's, I go, doesn't he look gay? And I'll be like, but what does gay look like? What does gay? I find it so annoying because there is no formula. There is no type of way that a person should look. There's no type of way that a straight person looks or a gay person looks or a lesbian person looks. It's just clothing is a form of expression. I can dress any which way that I want. So similar with a gay person who doesn't want to dress in a feminine sense or act in a feminine sense.
Yes.
Right? So anybody could be gay. Into two, or you could be gay, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, I can.
Right?
I could
so
be.
The way you said that. Okay. So anybody can be gay. And then we then move on to lesbians.
Yes,
lesbians
yes.
and tomboys. A lot of times, oftentimes people confuse the two, a lesbian and a tomboy. You'll find umuntu will say, "Hi, I have a tomboy. A tomboy need not necessarily be a lesbian.
Oh.
Any girl can be a tomboy. She can be dating men, she can be dating whatever she wants to. But a tomboy is not a lesbian.
Yeah.
A lesbian is a woman who is attracted emotionally, physically, psychologically, and all of those things to other women.
Yes.
And then a tomboy is sort of like a cross-dresser, a cross-dressing gay. It's just someone who expresses in a more, a girl who expresses in a more masculine way in terms of dress code and
behavior
and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then we go on to drag. Now, drag is something else. Drag, drag is, okay, back in the days, drag used to be defined as men.
Yeah.
Cross-dressing as women for entertainment.
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
Now that has changed because even straight women are doing it.
Yeah.
Trans women are doing it. Men are doing it. Girls are doing it. Everybody's doing it. So now it's just one gender dressing as the opposite gender for entertainment. It's very hectic, right? It's a gender bending art form.
Yeah.
So it's used as a form of expression. Some people use it for therapeutic purposes.
Yeah.
People go through a lot in terms of their sexuality and things like that. They face a lot of things. But back in the day, the history of drag is actually very interesting. Back in the day, I think ancient Greece or something, women were not allowed to perform on stage.
Yeah.
So they were not allowed to do any type of art form, whether be it dance, singing or whatever.
Mm.
So men would dress up as women to play female characters.
Oh, yes, yes.
So that's how, and then drag queens got into the art form and that's how everybody started doing it.
Mm-hmm.
There would be ballrooms, people would lip sync, some dancing, performing, acting, all those types of things.
Yeah.
Drag is a beautiful art form. I once was interested in doing drag, but it's very costly because you have to buy wigs and dresses and what have you.
Manje Mlamulike, thank you so much for ilokuzana. So, tomboy can be ukuthena umuntu wesifazane ogqokisa kwesilisa, but then doesn't necessarily mean ukuthena she is attracted to the same sex.
Yeah.
Okay. And then cross dressing, you can cross dress, but doesn't mean ukuthena maybe a homosexual and all that.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Manje mina, I wanna know, lesbian, so usichazelileke mina. I wanna know ukuthena. Actually, cela ukufunda le text le. Ukufunda le text. Hopewell, Richard Spear, ngazile ukuthena kune something akazoyisho. Uthena I can be, chaza ukuthini lo. Utena, you have the spotlight, Baba, over you. You can just come out.
Oh my God. Is he referring to you?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Wow. So, Mina, I want to know, Ilokuzana, now you said, Utena, there is no formula of seeing or spotting or recognizing a gay man. I want to know, Utena, Mina, does it like, make sense ukuthena kube nomuntu okuapproachayo wena, you know for sure ukuthena you are not gay, but just that umzimba wakho maybe appears as ilokuzana. You are feminine in some way. So what can you say, like, cause kunabafethu abaningi, maybe you know, I know one of them, he is not gay, but umzimba wakhe yabona uappear ngaleyo ndlela sengathi umuntu wenzani wesifazane uhlezi ecasuka ngaso sonke isikhathi, to a point whereby he hates amalokuzana, ama homosexuals, because manje he's being like dragged. What can you say about that?
It's difficult. It's difficult when you look a certain way.
Yeah.
Because it for some reason, it gives or paints the picture that you are actually gay, especially in the situation. Honestly, there's no way around it.
Yeah.
There's honestly no way around it. It's the way that people see you.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's nothing he can change about himself.
When are you, you must be like content or, it's content with your sexuality. Ulalel.
Hopefully. There's nothing he can do about, the way that he looks or the way that other people see him. It's all in him handling the situation when it comes up.
Yeah, it comes up.
Yeah. So
how you handle the situation. Yeah,
how you handle it. Just be straightforward and honest. And there's no need to hate people. I mean, you see, the thing is, imagine a lesbian woman who doesn't dress as a man, or doesn't dress in a masculine way, being approached by a guy. So it's kind of almost the same thing.
There's no need to hate.
Yeah, because you are just umuntu ubona something they are attracted to. You are not responsible for what another person is attracted to. You are responsible for who you are, how you look. So if someone's attracted to you, that's not your fault.
It's not your fault. Uzwileke. When I hope well, when I hope well, I'm coming for you after this. Mlamuli, your closing remarks. And siphinde sishukuthe na uzobukhona next week.
Yes, next week, Thursday, same time, same place. Closing remarks. I just want to say, guys, let's just push the gay agenda once and for all. Let's just be one community. Let's all be happy. Let's just all be colorful.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.